We've all heard the expression that it takes a village to raise a child. Similarly, with the blessings of advances in medical technology and healthcare, which has lent itself to longer life expectancy, it also takes a village to care for older adults who may not be able to care for themselves or just need a bit of support. On January 1, 2011, the oldest baby boomers turned 65. Every day for the next 16 years, about 10,000 additional American citizens will reach that milestone. By 2030, around 20% of the nation's population will at least be that age. The increased presence of older adults in communities across the country should certainly prompt meaningful dialogue about meeting the needs of older adults, especially for those who do not have a support system. In Baltimore, the Associated has launched a creative approach to support older adults, one that brings together members of the boomer generation and their younger neighbors to create essentially a supportive village. The Village Movement originated as a grassroots effort in Boston's Beacon Hill neighborhood more than a decade ago. The Village model is a membership-based approach. Neighbors help neighbors to live in the comfort of their own homes surrounded by the ones they love, friends, family, and community. The Associated System's supportive community network was launched in February 2012. For example, the Northwest Neighbors Connecting Initiative now boasts over 110 members who work together to address issues such as transportation, home repair and modification, computer literacy, friendly visits, and food shopping. This model empowers members of the village to take care of each other and to address the needs specific to their membership. You can learn more about this model by using the Northwest Neighbors Connecting as a resource. Their phone number is 410-662-6620. Again, 410-662-6620. We owe it to our seniors to honor their lives with communities which wrap them in a cloak of caring and warmth. I'm Mark Terrell, president of the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore, for WYPR, your NPR news station.